with Israel pressing its ground offensive and Hezbollah firing a record number of rockets today, diplomatic efforts to broker a ceasefire are stalled. European countries have been calling for an immediate ceasefire. The Bush administration thinks that would likely lead back to Hezbollah as an armed state within a state in Lebanon, and that's no good. Joining us to discuss U.S. diplomatic options is Stephen Cohen of the Israel Policy Forum. That's an independent group working for a two-state solution in the Middle East. Stephen Cohen, U.S. support for Israel in this crisis has been costing the U.S. in terms of international opinion within the Muslim world. Are U.S. and Israeli interests identical here?
They are not identical, but they overlap a great deal. The part of it that is not identical comes from the fact that the United States is deeply involved in Iraq. And the involvement of the United States in Iraq has created a big gap between America and its traditional allies in the region, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and so on, who are finding that much of their public opinion is no longer willing to tolerate the close relationship that their leaders maintain with the Bush administration and the United States. And that is creating a serious problem for them, that the United States is acting more now to push Israel to accept a ceasefire than it did even a week ago.
Do you hear Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice pressuring Israel to get to a ceasefire, to stop the military activity in Lebanon?
It's only an indirect and very weak kind of pressure, because every time that she says ceasefire, it constitutes a public image and public relations pressure on Israel. But what would constitute really strategic pressure on Israel would only come if the President of the United States would call the Prime Minister of Israel and say to him, it is time for you to bring this to an end. And that doesn't seem to be happening and doesn't seem likely to happen anytime soon.
What do you think of the rest of the international community now? The European Union foreign ministers have issued a call for a ceasefire. There is this effort at the UN to try to get together some kind of international peacekeeping force that might go into southern Lebanon, but no one seems really ready to go ahead.
Well, nobody is likely to be able to come to a consensus about this as long as there is an objection to it so fundamental from Syria, which has until recently been a member of the Security Council for several years, is now very much opposed to the international presence. They see it as a return of an imperial presence to the region, which is the worst kind of insult.
Stephen Cohen, you're describing a situation where Syria will not agree to an international peacekeeping force, and Israel will not agree to stop fighting in southern Lebanon until such a force is ready to go in there. How long can you go on without some resolution of these two positions?
There are two ways that this resolution can be reached. One is the way that Ehud Olmert, the Israeli Prime Minister, now prefers, which is a total defeat of Hezbollah on the battlefield. And this would involve many more civilian casualties in Israel and in Lebanon. The only other way would be if some combination of the United States and Europe would start to talk to Syria about what it's interested in hearing about, which is the Golan problem, the area of Syria that is under Israeli occupation since 1967, about which there are no negotiations going on at this time. Syria wants those negotiations to begin again, and Israel does not at this time want to begin those negotiations. It is too caught up with the Palestinian question.
Stephen Cohen is an analyst with the Israel Policy Forum. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you very much.